The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why did the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he or she does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." In the gospel passages that lead up to today's gospel, we have a series of marvelous stories about the beginning of Jesus' ministry in Mark's gospel. Toward the end of chapter 1, Jesus heals a leper by touching him and restoring him to the fullness of life within society. He then does the same with the paralyzed man, whose friends lower him in through the roof of a house packed with people listening to Jesus' words. And immediately before today's gospel, Jesus calls Levi, a tax collector, to be one of his companions along the way. "Follow me," he says to Levi, and a few verses later we see Jesus eating with all the social outcasts in Levi's house. I don't know about you, but I can see a great big smile on Jesus' face as he sits among this motley group of riffraff talking about the reign of God. All these stories have something in common. In all of them, Jesus is doing something new, breaking new ground, doing scandalously new things to welcome the outcast of the world into the inner circle of God's love. If Jesus were to ask the leper or the paralytic or Levi or his friends the question he asks in today's gospel, they would have immediately known the answer. Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? Fast? Why would anyone fast when God has just issued an open invitation to a marvelous banquet? Fast? Are you crazy? We are drinking the new wine of Jesus' unconditional love. You don't fast when you are in the presence of love. A delightful story is told of a trip that Teresa of Avila was making with some of her sisters. It was Lent, and their reform movement was pretty strict about Lenten fasting. Along the way, a man stopped them and gave them a sack full of freshly hunted quail. Teresa accepted them and thanked the man, who hopped back onto his carriage and drove off. At this point, one of the young, very observant sisters said, "But Mother, it is Lent. We can't eat quail during Lent." To which Teresa wisely replied, "Sister, when God gives quail, we eat quail." End of discussion. It may be that the young sister left to join a stricter, more faithful order of nuns. Teresa and the others, on the other hand, had a banquet and licked their fingers at the end of it. Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? Do we realize that this Jesus thing is about newness? It is about opening doors and even roofs that were once closed and welcoming in those who were once far off. If we understand what this kingdom of God thing is all about, we understand the essence of the gospel. We're not here to patch up old garments or pour wine into old, dry, and cracked wineskins. The day we were baptized, we put on a new garment, The wine we drink is the wine of the reign of God, the wine that flows from the open side of the crucified Christ. It is a river of life brimming over to eternal life. Are we ready to accept this newness of the reign of God? The leper was ready, and so was the man who was paralyzed, lowered through the roof by his friends. And Levi and his friends, the tax collectors, they still talk about that wonderful meal that they shared in the presence of Jesus. Their lives were all changed, transformed. Behold, I make all things new. Today, besides celebrating the memory of St. Agnes, a 12 or 13-year-old girl who was martyred under the persecution of Diocletian in Rome in the 4th century, in fact, she was martyred in what is today the Piazza Navona, just a few blocks from where I'm speaking these words now. Besides this celebration, we in the United States also commemorate the life and death of Martin Luther King Jr. It is a holiday in our country set aside to celebrate the life of a man who understood deeply that Jesus' preaching was about doing something new, something revolutionary, something truly liberating. Martin Luther King Jr. had a vision of the reign of God. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, he said in a talk delivered in Memphis, Tennessee, the night before he was assassinated in 1968. He said, God has allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I have looked over, and I have seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know that we as a people will get to the promised land. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. These words were spoken on April 3rd, 1968, the evening before King was assassinated. Do we glimpse the promised land in our daily lives? Are we familiar with this hope-filled vision that flows through our veins like new wine? Or are we wearing our old glasses that do not allow us to see the new things that Jesus is doing in our midst with our very own hands and hearts? It is not about fasting or not fasting. It is about having eyes that see what God is doing in and through Jesus. The leper saw it. That's why he went around dancing and preaching about what Jesus had done. The paralyzed man and his friends, they saw what Jesus was doing. Though it's too bad that the masters of the law didn't see it. They were too buried in their rule books. Levi saw it, and his friends who were at table with Jesus, they saw it too. Or perhaps it's really better to say that what they saw was him. They saw Jesus. They saw that the bridegroom was with them, and somehow the whole world was new. When the world is new, you don't do things the old way. New wine goes into new wineskins. When the bridegroom is with us, we eat quail during Lent. Do we see this new thing that God is doing? Can we join Levi and his questionable group of tax collector friends and toast the new wine of the reign of God and say with young St. Agnes and with Martin Luther King Jr. and all our holy ancestors, God has allowed me to go up the mountain, and I have looked over, and mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.